And we've got our good friend Joe Smith joining us.
Joe Smith does join us here on a Friday morning.
Smitty, Well, I went to pick up my other phone, and it isn't answering the bell. So we're on my high-priced cell phone, so I hope everything's all right. How you guys doing?
You sound wonderful.
Absolutely. Hey, look, it's a little foggy outside. I think that's one thing I noticed driving in. People need to watch out for it.
Can't see past Lincoln Street from up here, Joe, so we know we're off to a foggy start. We've had a busy week in the Monroe County High School Prep Department. We've got a quiet Friday night, but we got a big game coming up tomorrow. Tell us what we need to know as we cruise into the weekend.
Well, first things first, coming off another fine effort back on Monday, J.R. Holmes South Panthers face a testy two-game weekend ahead, traveling to Martinsville tonight, looking to retain the old shaven mug and gaining momentum into Saturday night showdown with Franklin Central. In the battle for the top spot tonight, the 4-7 Arties of Kip Stags are pretty tough at home at Wooden Memorial Gymnasium. They're 4-1. They've won all four games at home. The Panthers put away Columbus East back on Monday as they turned in another outstanding offensive effort, shooting nearly 63%. Parlaying that with solid defensive play, which certainly has been the centerpiece of this 10-3 season. The Panthers have won four straight, 8 of 9 going in through this solid stretch that they're in. Tip-off will be at 7:30 at Martinsville tonight. Franklin Central comes in to square off tomorrow night in our broadcast headliner. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz will handle the action, starting with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Well, North added Evansville Central late to its schedule, and they'll host the 3-8 Bears tonight from the Pocket City at 8 o'clock on the McKinney Court. The Cougars of Andy Hodson trying to take it back over the 500 mark in this 5-5 season today. A 23-point win over Martinsville last week as Musa Jallo continues his outstanding junior year, 24 points on the average. He has recorded thus far 9 double-doubles, and David Morgan continues to bring his offensive punch here the last month or so. North, like South, with doubleheader action this weekend as they play the other 3-0 conference, Indiana unbeaten, and the Terre Haute South Braves on the road on Saturday night. The Braves have won 5 in a row, and they've been averaging 75 points a ball game. Meanwhile, J.B. Neal's Hetchewood Mustangs take the night off. The 10-6 Ponies swept through the WIC East as champions with a 5-0 mark. The Mustangs will host B&L on Saturday night. And like Jallo at North, Cooper Bybee and a 24-point average for the Red and Black. They've won 3 of 4 since we turned the calendar to 2017. By the way, Hetchewood will host the WIC Western champion Northview Knights a week from tonight in another broadcast dandy that we got lined up for you for the outright WIC crown out at the Corral. Thursday night girls action, South won its 9th and are back to 3-3 in Conference Indiana. They win at Terre Haute South 47-32. Lauren Leal with 12, Paige Gilhausen and Megan Johnson evenly divided 20 more. The Larry Winter coach girls threw down the defensive nets early. They led 28-10 in the way they went. They'll be hosting Indianapolis Homeschool tomorrow at 12:30. North plays on the road tonight at Columbus North, a tough one for Jason Spears' crew, Gary Sims, Edgewood girls. They look for their 14th win of the year. They play at South Putnam for 7th place in the WIC crossover game later tonight. Madison Christian will play at Lighthouse Christian, the girls and the boys tonight. The girls go at 6:45. The boys tip it at about 8:05. And LCA will also be in action on Saturday night as both teams travel to Duggar. Middle school hoops last night. Tri-North, Joe Boddy's crew lost to Bedford 39-25. 10 missed free throws didn't help matters much, and Bedford threw the clamps on them defensively, holding the Trojans to only 11 points through 3 quarters. Marty Hutzel's Northwestlers lost its seniors' night match on the McKinney Court Thursday night. Number 19, Columbus East. They won 8 matches and win the match overall 52-18. Tyler Miklich at 113, Wyatt Dalton at 152, and Norhetti Shirani at 170, all won for the maroon and gold with pins. By the way, wrestling, the WIC championships for Greg Ratliff and the Mustangs, they'll be hosting tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk. Don't forget at 9:30 tonight, despite the fact no live basketball game, but he'll be on the airwaves with all of the scores and highlights. And don't forget, again, Chalk Talk at 7 Saturday night. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz with the action south and Franklin Central to see who rises to the top in Conference Indiana. Well, later on our reports, a great ring to it. Indiana 74-60 over PU. The Barnburner Trophy is back home again where it belongs in B-Town. We'll talk about that nice win coming back a little later today.
And the big story yesterday, Joel, part of it was Indiana University released a statement saying that OG Anunoby will be out indefinitely with a knee problem. I don't think that comes to a surprise to any of us. It just confirmed the suspicion. Bad news and not fun at all. Who knows what that means? We've heard indefinitely before with other players that we haven't seen the rest of the season. Chuck, it's not an easy one, but the privacy laws don't require them to do anything and tell us about anything. Yeah. So that's where it is. So we hope OG gets better. We hope Juwan Morgan's ankle is better. Michigan State coming to town on Saturday. That's never
not an easy task.
No, not for anybody. And they've been stewing.
They're all tough. Yeah.
They've been stewing all week. The Spartans losing at Ohio State, winless Buckeyes last Sunday. So they've had 5 days of Coach Izzo reminding them of their road fallacies, and we'll see. Indiana's response at 4 o'clock coming up on Saturday, so that's exciting as well. Pacers are in action tonight for you Insomniacs, West Coast, ESPN, Fox Indiana, 10:30 tip time there from the Great Western Forum, or whatever they call it these days. That's where Magic grew up. I'm calling it the Great Western Forum. Yeah. On that
Staples Center, right?
Yeah, probably now.
Probably.
Everybody uses it.
Yeah, it is.
LA Live Complex. You got to get all the subtitles in there that go along with it. Roger Federer, the Lynn Loring Tennis Report. We know Lynn's retired, but when the Grand Slams happen, we always invoke his name. 90 minutes this morning. Joey's been off for 6 months. He beats number 10th ranked Thomas Berdych in 90 minutes in straight sets. Not bad for a guy that's in his mid-30s and hadn't played a lot of tennis, so you can catch all that. The ESPN2 has the coverage there. We'll get caught up with Big Ten hoops. Maryland went on the road last night. They're playing three freshmen, Joe. They didn't seem to be bothered at all.
They're what was that, 17-2 now. So
yeah, they're only
dialed in.
25th in the country, but they lead the Big Ten here on a Friday morning, and we'll get all the games to take a look at. Stevie Alford's boys ran up big score last night. They're ranked in the top 5 in the country. UCLA comfortable winners over Arizona State. We'll do it all again at 8:45, my friend.
All righty. I'll see if I can get my other phone working.
See if the bat. See if you get the bat phone working for the next one.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Will.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
See you.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45. Telegraph, telegram, we don't – cell phone, landline, we don't care.
We'll use any method.
We'll get them on the airways. Don't you worry about any of that. On Friday, as you spoke about at 7:45, because we'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow night, but I want to reinforce the point that Bob Lovell's Indiana Sports Talk with all the scores you can catch tonight right here at 9:30. And last night, Joe, barns were burned, rivalries were exchanged, pleasantries, maybe some of those as well. The Indiana women of Terry Moore, and they avoided an injury problem, put four players in double figures, and boom, the Boilers limp back to Lafayette with a big L. The Hoosiers win last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
Well, I tell you, Terry Morin pushed that defensive button, and her Hoosier women responded the final 4:22 of last night's game at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, outscoring the rival Purdue's 10-1 over that stretch, and that broke open a close 64-59 game. Hoosiers went on to win it 74-60, elevating IU into a fifth-place tie entering the weekend in the Big Ten at 3-3, its 13th win overall, and the Barn Burner Trophy is back home where it belongs. Indiana certainly saved its best quarter for its last, and that being the fourth, putting up 24 points and outscoring the Boilers by 10. Big lift off the bench last night from Kim Royster, a career-high 14 on 7 of 10 shooting. She had 3 rebounds. Amanda Cahill, despite turning an ankle in the second quarter, came back, had 19 points to lead Indiana along with 8 rebounds. Tyra Buss was Tyra Buss, 18 points, her 56th straight double-figure scoring game. Also found time to steal 5 balls and have 8 assists on the night. Jen Anderson had 10 points and 6 rebounds. Hoosiers hit 50% for the game and won the rebound battle as well and forced Purdue into 16 turnovers. Indiana will host Penn State Monday night at 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Third-ranked Maryland, still unbeaten in league play at 6-0. They win and beat Michigan 83-70 last night. Penn State, by the way, will beat Nebraska 86-69 out in University Park. They come in Monday night 3-4 and will match Indiana's 13-6 overall mark. Well, hopefully Jawan Morgan's foot injury is good to go Saturday when we tip at a little past 4 on ESPN as Tom Izzo and his Michigan State Spartans venture into the Branch McCracken court. We'll see how Coach Tom works his rotation, what with OG Anunoby now out indefinitely with that injured knee suffered the other night at Penn State. We have a foursome of players that need to step up the game and to help with the scoring and the defense. Curtis Jones, Devontae Green out back, Zach McRoberts, and Deron Davis up front. The Spartans come in 4-2. They're 12-7 overall. They're 1-1 in league play on the road. And co-freshman of the week, Miles Bridges, comes in. He was averaging almost 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks last week. Michigan State has had the entire week off to prepare for Indiana. Last night, 25th-ranked Maryland, 84-76. They went on the road at Iowa. Mello Trimble had 20 points, including 9 of the Terps' final 12 points. Maryland starts the weekend 5-1. Wisconsin is 4-1. They have a testy game tomorrow as they take on the Gophers at Williams Arena in Minneapolis. Elsewhere on the sports beat, we welcome in, not that he just joined Indiana, but Ryan Castle is the new water polo coach, replacing the legendary Barry King, and the Indiana women will be out in the California Santa Barbara Winter Invitational, which will find them playing this weekend 5 games against top 25 teams. So we'll see how the IU Water Polo Queens begin the year. Mentioning water, the men's and women's swimming and divers will be over at Purdue in West Lafayette tomorrow. 2 full points up for grabs in the Indiana Governor's Cup. Indiana now starting to widen things out. They lead at 5.5 to 3.5, what with the full point coming in basketball with that nice 14-point win last night. Gladstein Fieldhouse will be the site of the Gladstein Invite tomorrow. The field events will get rolling at 10:45. And then on Sunday, Dwayne Goldman sends his wrestlers out against 10th-ranked Minnesota. That will be a 2 o'clock match out at UGym. And I want to make note that the wrestlers will be hosting a free middle school clinic at 11 o'clock on Sunday. The clinic will take place prior to that match against the Gophers. Check-in will begin at 11 with a start time of about 11:30 there. On our honor roll this week, heading into the weekend, we mentioned track and field and swimming and diving. Daniel Kuhn, the outstanding junior out of Shelbyville, is the track athlete of the week in the Big Ten. His time of 1:16.1 is currently in the 600 meters, the fastest time in the country. And our silver medalist from the Olympics last summer, Michael Hickson, our diver of the week. The junior collected a pair of first place finishes off the 1 meter and 3 meter diving events in Indiana's dual meet against Michigan last weekend. And lastly, we wish the best to fifth-year senior defensive lineman Ralph Green III. He will play in the 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game tomorrow at Tropicana Field down in St. Pete, Florida. That'll be held at 3 o'clock and broadcast live on the NFL Network. Green will be a member of the West team and the fourth Hoosier in as many years to play in the game. We had Nate Sudfeld last year, and prior to that, Colin Rarick in 2015 and Teddy Bolzer in 2014. And by the way, upcoming fifth-year senior offensive lineman Dan Feeney will play in the 2017 Senior Bowl. That's going to be played a week from tomorrow down in Mobile, Alabama. Well, don't forget, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk tonight on the airwaves at 9:30 to recap all the Friday night activity. South will play at Martinsville tonight in the battle for the Old Shaven Mug, 7:30, and North at 8 o'clock will host Evansville Central. Edgewood has the Friday night off, but they'll host BNL tomorrow night. We have the WIC Wrestling Championships on tap out at Edgewood tomorrow at 9. And also this weekend, the WIC swimming and diving events for Edgewood at the Vigo County Aquatic Center over in Terre Haute. And lastly, the North-South Annual Councilman Classic at Ancient Warrior Pool, boys and girls, tomorrow at 2 p.m.
And as we get moving here, Joe, again, Friday is Saturday. Saturday is Friday. Terry Stultz will be pinch hitting for you because you will be at the Assembly Hall, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, as Big Ten action resumes. Tough news on OG, Joe, but I don't think that surprised anybody after talking to you the morning after seeing the video, after seeing how emotional Coach was after the game and relaying the stories after halftime. You hope for the best, but it's a character builder. You've got to find a way.
A big, deep breath,
And the other point is, Joe, sadly, they dealt with this last year when they lost James Blackman Jr. for the entire Big Ten season.
Exactly.
So I don't want to say it's a not a big deal. It's always a huge deal. But it, in the back of their mind, at least they have a point of reference where they've gone through it and know what it takes. They won a championship.
Well, that team, Glass 2, was put together with different personnel.
Sure was.
And, you know, I just mentioned four key names.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it's a Mick Roberts. Maybe it's Green. Maybe it's Jones.
I think it's all the above, Joe.
And maybe it's Deron Davis. I think it has to be all four to combine with who's out there now. And hopefully, as I say, that includes Jawan Morgan tomorrow.
And ankles are goofy. Sometimes the innocuous ones last the longest, and sometimes when you see a guy spin it all the way around, he's back the next day. So Jawan Morgan's had a lot of injury problems, Joe. That's kind of a hard – those tea leaves are hard to read. He's hurt a lot, let's be fair. Indiana's had injury problems a lot. So what do you do at home? You play hard. You get the crowd in the game. You make shots. You get easy shots. You move the ball, and it's never easy against Michigan State, but it'll be a big one. 4 o'clock on ESPN tomorrow with that. Pacers are late tonight. We've got a busy weekend of football for you. Saturday and Sunday are busy in these parts here. We've got the NFC title game, 2 o'clock Green Bay is in Atlanta, and then Pittsburgh at New England. But four big quarterbacks, Joe. That'll be should be some entertaining games.
No question. The first one is the, what, NFC game, isn't it?
Yep, Green indoors Bay, on turf, so that should be about 100 points. And then Belichick.
It was the first time, I think, what, they beat them 1 point or 2 points, didn't Atlanta beat Green
40
Bay?
To 30, I don't know,
I forget.
It wasn't boring, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't.
And these two games shouldn't be either.
Nor should these two be.
Can Pittsburgh run the ball on New England? Can New England keep can Pittsburgh keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands? That'll be the answer to that question. Belichick will have his big game plan put together. And we will recap all of this, which there's plenty to do, on a Monday morning.
As usual. Julie, have a great weekend, and you too, my friend. Glass.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
All right, Joe.
All righty, guys.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.